Defensively as a team, I thought we were excellent. Limited them to not a lot. I think I might be wrong. I'll need to watch it back and bear in mind I've not seen anything back. But the chance late on where I think it's Liam Fontaine that makes a block is as good a chance as I've had in the game. This is a team that scored 2 goals in 6 minutes at Dens and 3 goals in 12 minutes at Dens over the season. So to limit them to that, pleasing. And I thought we dominated the game, and we just couldn't find that final third. That's what we lacked tonight, and we had chances, and we're disappointed in that. But we've also got to take positives out of it, and we will take positives out of it. It is another point. It's a point at a very tough place to come. But I keep seeming to be coming out and saying we're disappointed, and that's a good thing. I'm disappointed for my players because of the performance. They deserve 3 points.
It also keeps them firmly behind you in the table. Is that a good thing?
Yeah, look, of course. If they'd have won, then they get closer to us, they get closer to other teams, and obviously that's important just with 3 games to go. So, but we want to finish second. And look, I'll be honest, I think we should have won that game pretty comfortably. I come out on Saturday and says I thought a draw was a fair result, so it's not one that I just keep coming out and saying my team should have won when they, like the old cliche, when it's a draw. But I think tonight we should have won the game, or we'd enough chances, and well, we're good enough tonight. I think we were better tonight. You've seen the game on Saturday, we were much better tonight than we were on Saturday. We're a lot more fluid, and I think we looked more dangerous tonight, but we never get the goal. I think it's the first time in 17 or 18 games we've not managed to score, which is disappointing, because 3 points tonight would have been huge for us. But we've got a massive game next Tuesday that we look forward to now, against Inverness up there. So it's another point we've gained on them, I suppose. It would have been great if it was three, but it is one, so there is positives there, but I'd have liked all three.
And John McGee back looked like he'd never been away.
Excellent. I don't know how he does it, really. To come in and I don't know, he's extremely fit, he works extremely hard on his game and his body, and he's probably been a bit fortunate with the injury he's had, that it allowed him to do a lot of training, it allowed him to do a fair bit of work. So I had no qualms of putting him in. I knew what you would get off him, and I thought he led by example for the start, and a lot of credit to Cammy Kerr also, I think, because he started his first game for a while. Started against Inverness, against St Johnstone, sorry. Started his first league game in a while. Starts at right back. Marsh goes off pretty early, has to go to left back, and again, he wasn't troubled. He had a quite comfortable night, in my opinion. So, no, he come and limit them to, as I say, one chance at the very end, I'm pleased with. And he get 90 minutes into Jordan McGee. And I thought Danny Mullen as well deserves a special mention. I thought he was excellent again. So, no, a lot of positives to take from tonight that weren't there on Saturday.
Thanks, James. Appreciate it.
All right, okay. Cheers. Thanks.